case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Probably the worst kept secret in reality TV. Was that M. Rasciano was Dolly on Masked Singer, and she joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. It's true. It was pretty hard to deny when it was literally my voice coming out of the giant toilet doll.
Yeah.
I didn't try and change it in any way. And, no one was shocked. Even my two-year-old knew. So
people guessed you from the very first promo as well. Was like, did that make you or the producers concerned? Because the whole idea of the show is not knowing who's under the mask for a while.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I kind of come with an army of, women and gay men. So I think having them suspect it was me was probably great. Look, it was great promo for the show because the online speculation began very quickly and it became like a true crime podcast. It was incredible, the lengths people were going to prove it was me.
So, oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I was happy. Like, it sounded good. And if you're going to be made into a promo on a singing show, that's only positive news.
Exactly. So obviously Dolly was a bit of a monster of a costume. What was your very first reaction to seeing her when she came out of the shadows and you're like, oh my God, I have to wear that?
First they sent me a sketch and it was so beautiful and there's so much tulle and I was so distracted by all that. I didn't actually think about how big she was until they slid that giant head over my body. And then once I was in there, I said to Tim Chappell, the costume designer, how am I supposed to, like, live my life in this? What do I do? But after a while, I got used to her, and Dolly and I became one. Even the little wooden T-Rex arms were, something I kind of each week got used to using more and more.
Yeah, that's one thing that I noticed. Like, the first show, you're just kind of pretty stand still, and then as it progressed, you got more and more into it, moving around a bit more. So how long did you have to rehearse each number? Because you don't know if you're going on to the next week until it actually gets, done on the show and filmed.
Oh, yeah, no, we just rehearsed for, like, half an hour in a dress rehearsal. But it's not like my job is to learn the lyrics and sing the songs. And I rehearse the songs a lot, and Gary Pinto, it was the vocal coach. We worked with him a lot. But in terms of Corey, I mean, I was really just waving my arms around and jumping. So I would get on stage, I'd learn my marks, and the dancers would dance around me so they could get used to the costume. So we really were kind of thrown into it in terms of, be professional, know your spots, and when you come back out on stage for the recording, go to the places we told you to go. But I never felt unprepared. It was amazing.
Yeah, and one of the big things was how many crazy celebs they had this year. You worked out pretty quickly. It was Anastasia as the vampire while you were filming. So how did it feel knowing that you were sharing the stage and harmonising with such an icon?
I mean, a 19-year-old Em lost her tiny mind, I'll tell you right now. It was, if I had a dollar for the amount of sub-zeros I've had on a dance floor when I'm Out of Love came on, it was just, it was great. And she was so lovely. She's an energizer bunny. And watching Vampire move around, she was always high kicking and she would randomly do the splits. She was everything you would want an icon diva to be. So it was pretty rad. And I didn't know about Macy Gray until I was watching the show. So that was incredible. That was really good.
Because obviously you didn't get to see any of the other costumes properly that well until you've watched the show. So do you have any other favorite performances from the other characters?
Oh, Pavlova, Mahalia Barnes is a national treasure. That voice, she's just probably everything Pavlova sung for me was incredible. And Vampire's final performance with the coffin and the pipe organ blowing the steam, it was just so epic. I loved it so much.
Yes.
So I guess probably, Pav was my other favorite mask. And she was also in my group. And the costume was so beautiful as well to look at. When I would stand opposite her looking through mesh, it was so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Now, obviously, you don't get to keep the costumes. They go off to a warehouse or something. But are you going to be able to maybe hire it out for your next tour? I'm picturing some dancers coming out from underneath the skirt.
Oh, I know. Dolly gets rested somewhere and then maybe she'll appear on another show overseas. Although she's pretty quintessentially Australian in terms of, I don't know that. I'm most research if Americans put dolls over their toilet rolls.
I haven't heard of it.
But no, I got to keep the face mic that she wore. And I've got a sketch of her, and I've got a couple little Dolly mementos. So she'll just stay there, but she'll hold a very dear place in my heart, old Dolly.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Em, thank you so much for joining me. If anyone wants to catch up on all things Masked Singer, you can head to 10play and some more behind-the-scenes stuff. You did a little podcast episode last night of Emsolation people can go check out too.
Yes, we did a whole deep dive. Michael really went hardcore with the questions. So if anyone has any questions, they'll be answered on the podcast.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Maddie. All good.